This is The Catch-Up on Hit. With Flick
and Tim. Yesterday was, of course, the Melbourne Cup. It was a big winner called Cross Counter. First ever victory for that stable as well, which was not many people saw that coming.
Yeah, congrats. I was having a look at the odds beforehand. Didn't pay too much attention to that guy.
And tragically, obviously, the day was marred because Cliffs of Moore died mid-race. Injury caused the horse to be put down. And it was obviously absolutely tragic. So a lot of people are divided about the day.
It has brought up, yeah, I don't know what your Facebook looks like,
yeah,
but mine is, yeah, pretty
horse
flooded
welfare
with
yeah,
stuff like that. Yeah.
A good one to actually follow is Dr. Chris Brown. If you want to understand, if you want to know the specifics of it, he's really good at explaining it from a veterinarian point of view. It's worth a read of his post. But yesterday was sad because also Bruce McAvaney announced that after years and years and years of calling the Melbourne Cup, the incredible broadcaster, who we know has been battling leukemia for several years, declared yesterday his last Melbourne Cup call. It said this is it. He's not going to do it.
How many has he done?
Oh,
He's been doing it for a long time.
Ever since Channel 7 got the rights to it and before that as well. Like, he's been doing it for a very long time. His career spans like 40 years.
He is a part of the Melbourne Cup for a lot of people, that voice.
For sure. And yesterday was his last call. He announced earlier in the week for the Melbourne Cup. And he's a fanatic. Like, he's a horse racing fanatic. So it was very sad. But what was very entertaining was yesterday on Sunrise, he latched onto something in his phantom call. He does a bit of a fake call before the actual race is run. And he latched onto the fact that the owner of Magic Circle said, if Magic Circle the horse wins, I will accept the trophy in a G-string at the Melbourne Cup. Now,
As all trophies should be accepted in.
Yeah. I mean, it's been about 40 years since the whole controversy of the miniskirt at the Melbourne Cup.
What's that?
So the very first miniskirt, which was like a few inches above the knee, I think it was like 6 inches above the knee,
was worn
to the cup and it had everyone in uproar.
Who wore it?
'60s. Her name was Jeannie, I can't remember. She was just a socialite at the time. There's famous photos of her just causing outrage. And it's like now it's just hilarious to think about that. But this would have been the new version of that. But I love that Bruce McAvaney honoured this in his final phantom call. This is Bruce McAvaney on Sunrise yesterday.
Just hang on to your G-string. That's all I'm saying. Hang on to your G-string because with 200 to go, you could turn sake of the lead for Mavilius, who shot the barman coming home hard in his Magic Circle. Oh, no! You could turn just in front of Mavilius. Magic Circle goes up. They get to the line. Oh, it's a photo finish. Magic Circle by G-string.
Thank you, Bruce. As a radio announcer, I love that I now have this on my wall forever.
Just hang on to your G-string.
Thanks, Bruce McAvaney.
Should be in your text message tone.
You should be proud. Actually, yeah. Oh, I'm getting a call.
Just hang on to your G-string.
91.9.